All right, everyone. As promised, we're doing Before the Inkle. Now, I gave you guys a poll, and you could choose Witchblade or Hellboy, and it seems we got Witchblade anyway, because that's next. Spoiler alert. And Hellboy maybe later. I mean, I was going to do them eventually, but because of the Fathom situation, we had to immediately throw in to Witchblade, which is fine because it's still Michael Turner. But all right, those of you who aren't here for that, this is Jodorowsky and Janjatov, and it's Before the Inkle. Now, this one's kind of rough. So this is a re-recording. I've recorded this once, but I forgot to. Well, no, it wasn't that. My mic. I need a new mic. The little USB keeps coming out sometimes, and I'll record a whole thing and it won't even catch it, which sucks. But I messed up a little bit on this one, as I sometimes do, but I think it was more than normal, and I want to do this one justice, so let's go ahead and do Before the Inkle properly. And this is going to have a not safe for work tag on it, because it just gets a little more hardcore than the Inkle. And even The Boys, because The Boys has that Amazon show, so that's okay. I mean, it's popular, but this is like blue ocean territory for YouTube. I don't know how much Inkle stuff there is, but doing the entire Before the Inkle as hardcore as it can get, yeah, we're going to have to put a little tag on it. I know we did The Boys, but again, this is something completely different. Humanoids. Maybe I'll release the tag in a couple of months. We'll see. I do want you guys to see it. So, I don't know. Maybe I won't do the tag at all. We'll just, again, I want to play it by ear. But I don't want the channel to get a strike on it because of the content. Because there is some nudity and some sexual content. Some pretty perverse sexual content as well. But it's all within the context of the story. Suicide Alley. Cybocops stand watch over the smooth Teflon concrete shell of Terra 2014, where lies the city shaft, unfathomable depths whose only illumination is cast by the neon of the lower level pleasure zone they call the Red Ring, and by the giant hypertube screens that constantly transmit messages day and night from the Prez and his endless clones. A posh tourist craft of upper level aristos sinks into the Red Rings toward night. I want a party to my Halo drops. I just installed a new kit box and it's already dripping wet. I'm dying to find someone who's got the virus. Stay together. The area's crawling with psycho-anarchists. On this great political occasion of C-Day minus one of presidential clonage, we... They're rolling in Kublars. Ah, the smell of perfumed Aristo ass. Bottom feeders. A whole swarm of them! Those suckers are ours! Hurry up, John DeFool! Your legs are longer than mine, Orlando. I'm running as fast as I can! Hello, ladies. For pity's sake, toss us a few golden Kublars. Here's some silver ones, but you'll have to fight for them. We want blood! Ah, such debasement! It's simply divine! You've got plenty. Give us some! When it comes to cash, you forget your friends and grab what you can! Let's rumble! Let's see the blood flow, guys! Fight harder! Kill the bastard! Hey, listen, I was born on this level. I know all the dirtiest pleasure dens. For 10 Kublars, I'll take you to the worst one of all. A non-stop orgy of whores, dope, hallucinogens, real SPV, and Visky. Check it out, quality and quantity too. We found ourselves a guide, darlings. He took away our group, but we'll get the last laugh. Snobs, you think your halos let you get away with everything. Go back to your own level, vultures. Shut up, we need their Kublars. It's this way. Up with psycho-anarchy. Leave us to our sacred filth, hygienic freaks. Die, Aristo scum. No, you die. Foosh. Ooh, real guts, what a night this is turning out to be. Welcome to the Daredevil, the heart of all sin. Ah, the sweet smell of cold tobacco, warm alcohol, and hot piss. Just what we need. Save the dirtiest whore for me! Visky, may I please? I brought you a whole flock of tourists, Mom. Pure Aristo pickings. Stay off of that stuff, Mom. Quiet, Johnny. I couldn't cope without a Maureen. What are you doing with this slimy mutant? Don't be upset, Snailhead. As long as you keep providing my dosage, I'll never call you slimy. Just think of Dad. Damn it, I am. Today, when that numbskull gets out of Cybo prison, I bet the first thing he does is come to my door begging for the cash he needs to make another stupid invention to get himself thrown right back in. Time to work now, sweetheart. Good work, little man. Go buy yourself some psychotropic candy. Don't just stand there staring. Get out of here. Come back tomorrow so you can see your dad. Hey, share the wealth. Let's blow the money on homeo whores. Pass it over. No! No! Homeo whores a la carte. Build your very own fantasy. I want one with big tits. I need a heavenly ass. I wonder what a heavenly ass looks like. An easy woman with a heart of gold for me. I want pubic hair that reaches up to her belly button. Yeah, some guys are into that. I might be. And you? I'm just a kid. I don't need one. Oh, yes, you do. You'll never be a man if you don't get laid. Tell us how you want her. What kind of mouth, breasts, ass, and skin, and clitoris? I don't know. In that case, we'll just have to build one for you. You'll need a special kind of woman if you want to lose all your innocence. Heh heh. And I mean really special. Ooh, man, those grins. Now, coochie coochie, hello big boy, hi sailor, now that's a heavenly ass, let me at it. Oh, what a set of tits, and my easy woman, Lord, what a bush. And now here's Johnny's, ding, coochie coochie coo, hee hee hee, oh, be a man, Johnny. Bet you can't handle her. Are you chicken? Me? Chicken? Just watch. Goochie-coo, hee-hee-hee. Paleo-Oedipus! Love hurts, huh? It's not the size of the flask, but the spirit within it that counts. How does it feel to be a man? See you tomorrow, little buddy. Okay, see ya. Good job, Johnny. You were fantastic. Blah! Get some stones. No, we'll smash his beak. No, it's a female. Her wing's broken. Ha, ha, ha. Die, filthy thing. Take that and that. Ha, ha, ha. Little brats, lay off or I'll smash your skulls. Chitok. Aye. Poor thing, she's dying. Depot. 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 Crude. Oh, she was protecting her baby. Little concrete seagull, I'll name you Depot after your dying mother's last breath. Crude? Johnny? Dad? Crude? It's been 2 years since I saw you, such a long time, but I'm home now. Let's go back to the Conapt. I missed you so much. I used the cash your mom gave me to buy material for some new inventions. Let's take it into the workshop. My God, this life sucks. Wake up, Snailhead. I need another dose of Amarine. The Cybo cops torched our secret lab, so you'll have to go without it for the rest of the year. What will become of me? I can't stand myself and my whole body aches. You'll just have to put up with it or die. Get out of my place, slimy mutant. I use neurograms to make counterfeit halos. They're even better than the real thing. We'll blend in tonight at the Great Aristo Ball. I'll snatch their jewels while you hide them in your kangaroo pouch. Nothing can go wrong this time. We'll be rich. Are you coming? I really need your help. Yes, Dad. Later on level 1. How about some gated siren caviar, dear? Phew, try this marsupial pate from Galaxy 10945 instead. Your latest clonage is a real hit, your presidentship. Yes, I chose the blue hermit body, especially for this ball. Next time I'll get them to put me into something more warlike. An Andromedan dwarf, perhaps. Dear Prez, try a glass of Sarkodile tears. Pure out of barren reptile. Let me taste it first, your presidentship. With all the poison going around, you can never be too careful. This tropical orchestra is making my neuroglands secrete like crazy. I'm activating the vacuum hose in my third arm. Open your pouch. Easy now. Easy. I hope nobody hears the motor. The halos worked, didn't they? Why not the vacuum hose? Splendid costume, darling. You look like a real trifoid from Nova Mars. Why, thank you. I'm so full I couldn't eat another smuck-smuck. Yes! Die! Feed the acid lake! Death to life! Oh, look! How fabulous! A wave of suicides! Attention, please! If you want to hunt, grab your weapons and follow me! Can somebody lend me a flamethrower? Let's go! What a party! Three poor souls just threw themselves into the acid lake, but hurry! The wave could finish any minute. Don't forget to bring rotten food to throw. After waiting so long, I better bag one this time. Come on, the craft's almost full. They'll be so distracted we could steal the shirts off their backs. Think the batteries will last, Dad? I don't want our halos to go out. Bullseye, what a shot! You'll spend your last 3 minutes burning alive. Take that! Yes! Let me die in peace, bastards! Take that, dumbass! Pachoo! I spit on your face! We'll put out the fire, don't worry! Don't look, Johnny, just help me pickpocket them! Fun's over! Look, here comes a woman! Let's go, I have a special treat in store for her! Bloof! I hope you burn in hell, damn leeches! Just remember, you didn't commit suicide, psycho-anarchist! We shot you! Quick! Head back up, we can hit them right after they jump. I can't stand this, I'm going to vomit again. Pretend it's all a nightmare, Johnny, and keep helping. No! Ha! You'll burn alive first too, whore. I'll leave 5,000 kublars to your orphan children if you flash me on the way down. Word of an aristo. Mom! Don't shout, Johnny. Let her die in peace, filthy bastards. Keep quiet, Johnny, or they'll catch us. Sorry, Johnny, but you forced me. There she goes. Splash. Work it, baby. Did you see her face when she hit? Classic. The wave is over. Back to the ball. Let's celebrate. What a hot slut. I mean, literally. Quiet now, son. Put your hand in front of your face and pretend to be laughing. You can cry all you want back at the Conapt. All that sport made me hungry as a troglodyte. Yum, roasted Zuta Falcon stuffed with Kadaisha sauce. Dad, your halo. Oh no, bad time for the neuro batteries to fail. Total disaster. Look! What? An intruder! Remember, you don't know me. Run for it or I'll break your nose again. Lower level scum! How'd he get in? Double the guard! Quick, hunchbacks! Take him away before he contaminates us all! This is sacrilege! Teach that imposter a lesson and lock him up in Cybo prison for 30 years! How awful, darling! These lower level types get bolder every day. Even on level 1, we're not safe! Later. Groot! On this great political holiday, C-Day minus 3 of the Prez's new clonage into an Andromedan dwarf, we're hungry. Give us something. Take these. They're real. Oh, one day I'll get away from this place, far away, far away. Groot! Farewell, father. The Teflo metal building that houses the genetic farmer's market suddenly erupts in a massive ball of flame. Instantly, swarms of firefighting cybo cops are dispatched from Police Central. My dear telefriends, what a beautiful explosion to enliven our drab days. So sit back and relax with Coca Loco, the 100% chemical drink, as we replay highlights from this fabulous fire, which... Wah! Want more Coca Loco? Enough! You've had 25 already! Some interesting news at last. There's at least 300 dead! You're on! 299 less and I win! The antibacterial gel on all the fruits makes them burn like napalm. This flame-suppressant spermo foam should do the trick. Calling Police Central. This one's a real disaster. Close down the airlocks. Hey, you. Hose me down. I'm hot. It's orgasmic, darling. We should have a supermarket fire every month. Vomit onto the fire, dear. You drank so much, you might put it out. You're all leeches sucking our blood, but you'll pay for every drop of it. Ah, forget them. They're off limits. Fabulous fire, which could engulf all of level 20. We still believe the psycho-anarchist group Antar Moana is responsible. Throw more flammable products onto the fire. Our telefriends deserve nice shots of beautiful, bright, burning flames. Move along, scum. You bunch of dirty and misbegotten organisms. Take this. Oh, hit me again, Cybercop. Your electroshots are making me hot. With all the din and clamor, nobody notices the anti-theft alarm of a small drug in SPV variety shop. Smoking clamor. Calamar. That was a great idea, Skaya. This hallucinogenic sherbet is delicious. Teach his own, Orlando. You feed your belly and I feed my brain. I knew that tossing a big bomb into the market across the street would give us plenty of time to rob that little shop, and I was right. Let's go all the way next time. Instead of just one building, we could blow up an entire level. Right, Lola Cruz, let them all die. What do we care, huh? Hang them by their own guts and punch out their teeth, but leave one for toothaches. Rock on! Oh, it hurts. My reality is slipping away. Fight fire with fire. Turn on the TV and your reality will come back, tee-hee. And now for today's minute of public condemnation. From the General Cybo prison on level 1650 comes the case of Oliver DeFool. Ha, stupid TV. I prefer my own reality, even with its blue monsters. Look, guys, that's Johnny's dad. The corpulent fraud forged an artificial halo and an invitation to the last great Aristo ball in order to steal money and jewelry. He has received the standard sentence of 30 years and a day. Clause 36FXK6 allows the condemned man to choose between a tablet at Morgwall, where he'll sleep away his 30-year and one-day term, or remodeling, which means having his entire memory wiped. Hot damn, that's the best thing that could happen to little Johnny. He's an orphan now. No mommy, no daddy, nobody to get in his way. Poor kid's gonna be all by himself now. Popping his cherry made a man out of him. Fending for himself will teach him to be tough. When he gets over his grief, we'll let him join the gang. That's right. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And if he doesn't get over it, then to hell with him. Party on. This Rosa Datura should be pure Teflo dynamite. Suicide Alley. According to statistics, suicides never take place between 5:35 and 6 o'clock in the morning. It is now 5:35 a.m., today possibly being the exception. Poor little concrete seagull. Nobody to feed you. And kids throwing rocks at you. Don't you think you'd be better off dying with me? Groot? Oh, you who do not exist. Grant us a miracle. If someone comes in the next 3 seconds to talk us out of it, we won't hurl ourselves into the abyss. 1, 2, 3, stop! Hey kid, don't jump! Don't do it, brother! Just when things are improving, come with us instead! Good news, brother! The Prez's clonage was a total failure. They say he's dying right now, trapped in the rotting body of an Andromedan dwarf. The hunchbacks and techno-technos are about to slaughter each other. We're storming the upper levels. It will be the most glorious pillage ever, believe me. Groot? Let him rot. Let's kill every last one of them. Everybody gets what they deserve. Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. Where have I heard that before? I wonder. Give the upper level riches to the lower level poor. Breaking news. Citizens from the lower levels have swarmed across the docking platform demanding the surrender of the presidential floating palace. The Antar Moana is clearly behind the whole riot. Liars! Damn television! They're just whores for the Prez! A troop of hunchbacks is on the scene and we hope that the upcoming massacre will be one of this decade's bloodiest. Place your bets, telefriends. Dirty sons of whores! I'll rip open your bellies and hump your intestines! Let them die! Let's cut off their humps! Bread and drugs for the masses! Here, delegations of Aristo and Techno-Techno ministers are negotiating with the legendary Metabaron. A group of psycho-anarchist leaders are also present. With the Galactic Warriors' formidable talents going to the highest bidder, this is an event that will make history. Not fair! Those Aristo vultures are rolling in gold! They're stealing our Metabaron! We can't let this happen! To the Metabunker, let's go! Everyone attack! Together we triumph! Woof woof! Groot? Urgent bulletin. Techno-techno scientists are preparing for a new presidential clonage. They're hoping to have the new host body ready before the Andromedan dwarf rots away completely. By whatever means necessary, the government will bring back order. They came. They went. Excuse me. They came, then they went. Nobody's watching us or listening to us. Life has no meaning. It's time to end it all. Come on, Depot.
Ah! Groot! Groot!
No! Johnny! Stick tight! I'll pull you up! This is disgusting! Let me die, you fat slug!
Groot!
It's all your fault Mom died. You killed her with your nasty drugs!
Groot!
I hate you, slimy mutant! And I hate this bottomless pit! I'm so alone! Boo-goo-hoo! Mommy, Daddy, boo-hoo! Cry, little one. I'm here. I loved your mother, you know. Loved her like no other woman. But her condition was incurable. She had the Maropa virus. Do you understand? The Maropa virus? That's awful. Yes, it is. Amarine was keeping her alive, but then the Cybo Corps torched our secret lab and cut off her supply. She would have died a horrible death, covered in a seething mass of boils. It is now 6 o'clock a.m. According to statistics, the day's first suicide should take place in the next 60 seconds. I promise your mother if anything ever happened to your dad, I'd look after you. You can come back and stay with me for a while at the Mutant GTO. I have a holo video message from your mother there. A message from my mother? Let's go! I'm leaving this world back to the slut who gave birth to it! Here I come, Acid Lake! Ah! Meanwhile, on the docking platform, silent terror replaces the shouts of the protesters from the lower levels. Look, it's the Metacraft! We're done for! This is your final warning. You have 60 seconds to clear the area and get back to your CONAPs. After that, I attack. Help, I don't want to die! Let me through, I'm pregnant. The Metabaron's gonna kill us all! Repent! I just shat myself. Trample the bitch! You're all mistaken. Our enemy is Aristo Gold, not the Metabaron. There's no need to flee. Oh, shut up! The Metabaron is the angel of death. He'll destroy the whole world, and we deserve it. This way, Johnny. There's an unused service tube back here. That whole crowd, terrified of just one man? I wonder who he is. The GTO, your new, home. Level 30.4. Intoxicating view of the Acid Lake. The gate requires an open sesame card, but they change them every month. So you can have this tourist pass. It costs me an arm and a leg on the black market. They only let in 20 visitors a year. The most perverted Aristos. Follow me. Don't be scared now. Tigerhead may be on the take, but I've got my hooks in him too. When he's in heat, I let him have his way with my daredevil girls. Okay, he's clear. Don't shoot. Gulp. What's with the weird lighting? The Prez herb ethnologists have outlawed color in order to prevent our young mutants from yielding to their animal instincts. But don't they see color when they go to the upper levels? Nobody leaves a GTO until they're 21. The herb hunters and Aristos have the right to kill all mutants under the legal age limit anywhere in the city. I'm gonna break your neck. Not before I rip your guts open. Stop. Break it up. Remember the teachings of the Holy White Flower. They seem to obey you. I am their priest. And here is your new home. A church? Neuro-emotional church. Reverend, I'm so glad you're back. The ceremony can finally begin. Later, after the ceremony. I don't understand any of it. All those animal cries, but what joy. What energy. It was more like a party than a sermon. How can they be so happy in such a miserable world? And how can you be a priest and a pimp at the same time? I'm so confused. Your mother's message might help you understand. Mom! My son, I want you to forget all the awful memories you have of me. My prostitute self was just my outward appearance. Remember me only as a woman who found inner godliness through meditation. I don't want you to suffer for me anymore. Over the past 1,000 years, we have been drawn towards each other, finding each other and losing each other again. I was your mother, but also your sister, your friend, your lover, and your daughter. In my next incarnation, I hope to be your guide. By giving me the power to love, Amarine saved me from darkness. It's not a drug, it's a fragment of the divine. Snailhead converted me to his neuro-emotional cult. Trust in him, for his soul is pure. I love you. I love you forever. No, Mom, don't go! Discover the secret of the Amarose. The Amarose. Come, little one. The secrets of the white flower and its holy seed will be revealed to you. The Minotaur prophet revealed to us that God was contained within the Amarose. From its flowers, we priests extract holy amarine. Are they dead? No, they're alive, in a prolonged and exquisite state of near death. We sow a seed in their heart, which is the only place the white flower will grow. It feeds on their bodies for a whole year. The faithful give their lives to bring amarine to the world. This bio-perfect civilization has eliminated all traces of love. But we mutants were able to discover it again because of our more animal nature. The flower that grows from our hearts will transform the world. Thanks to amarine, humans will become whole again by tasting the forgotten and sacred emotion. But we have to keep the location of our labs a secret. Otherwise, the government will destroy them all. Do you understand? We're the emotional revolution. This 14-year-old girl is preparing herself for the sacrifice. In 7 days, she too will open her chest to the seed. Accept this divine gift of love. Don't be afraid, you can eat it. The effects are not very strong. You're so beautiful. My beauty is God's beauty. Will you be my friend for the 7 days I have left? This is your official news, broadcasting the Prez's clonage live from inside the floating palace. Techno-techno-scientists will remove the Prez's spirit from the almost entirely rotted Andromedan dwarf and transfer it into a completely new host. Fools, get me out of this rotting corpse! We're doing our best, your presidentship. The highest-ranking techno-techno-ministers are not alone inside the observation cabin. The techno-pope has been summoned in person, so that the Metabaron can execute him live and on the spot if his scientists commit the slightest error. What a treat for our millions of telefriends. Oh, at last I can breathe. It's such a relief to be inside a healthy brain. The transfer was a success. We are witness to a total triumph of techno-science. The president is once again the proud owner of a luxurious new body. Let's go have a word with him. What are your plans, presidentship? I hereby declare a state of total holiday. All pleasure dens will open their doors free of charge to my clients. SPV and Visky will flow by the bucket load. Let the next 48 hours be a non-stop celebration of my return. Long live the president's new body. Party on. Orgies all around. To the red ring. Hooray. Let's get naked. The Prez looks like us, so he is one of us. Sex and drugs for everybody. One moment, we have late breaking news of utmost importance. Inside the presidential throne room, our vigilant techno-technos have captured the criminal and injected the putrefying virus into the Andromedan dwarf body. Esteemed Prez, this twisted biodegenerate poisoned your clone serum as a part of a mutant plot, which proves the techno-technos are not responsible for your illness. He's lying. I injected amarine, not a virus. Shut up, filthy monkey. Execute him on the spot. One day, you will discover love. I declare open season in the mutant sector for my hunchback army. And take your sweet time. Long live the Prez. Death to the mutants. Long live the Prez. Come, catch me, John. You run too fast for me, Banty. Cheater. You let me catch you. Come inside the factory. I have a surprise for you. It's just through this door. Get undressed, John. We're going to see each other as we really are. The herb ethnologist forgot to shut off this one light. Oh, wow. Blue eyes. You're beautiful, Banty. Oh, your hair is so golden. You'll be my first and my last. Kiss me, John. Eek! Now what's happening? Show yourselves, mutants. What's this pervert doing in here? Poisoners, death to all the traitors, dirty beast. We'll rip your guts out. Long live the Prez! Ow. Empty your load into her. I'm all out. Split her in half. You'll die of pleasure, slut. Can't you see she's dead, you murderers? You're raping a corpse. Look at your girlfriend now, little traitor. Aha. Banty, I love you. Put me down, bastard. Cute kid. Romantic, too. I want him all to myself. Don't be selfish. No, he's mine. I'm gonna find a nice quiet spot for our honeymoon. Hand him over. Better share it with your friends. That little blondie's got a great ass. You can't have me. You'll have to kill me first. Official bulletin. A vicious rebellion in the mutant GTO. The mutants were manufacturing drugs and intended to poison us all. The press has called for severe reprisals. The situation is now almost under control, but many brave hunchbacks died in the fulfillment of their duties. Dirty animals! They should all be exterminated! Mommy, I want a Coca Loco! Let me go! That's just what I'm going to do. You mean I'm free? Yes, now get out of here before it's too late. But why? Who are you? Don't you recognize me? Look closely. Dad! Yes, it's me, your dad. What a trick of fate. While I was in Cybo prison, they put me through the meat grinder. They call it remodeling. Oh, Dad! Don't touch me, idiot! Don't you understand? Look at this! You're lucky they only installed it this morning. But it's horrible! In a few minutes, my last few memories will be wiped away completely. I'll be just another hunchback. A ruthless murderer. Now run, before I kill you! No, Dad, you wouldn't. Even now, the desire to kill you is taking over. I can't resist. The machine is forcing me to. You must destroy me. I don't want to end up like this. Kill me. I can't do it, Dad. I'm not your dad now or ever again. Please, you have to kill me. I'm going to rape you. Fight it, Dad. Try really hard. Die, dirty poisoner. Long live the prez. Sorry, Dad. Run, boy. And don't look back, evil mutant lover. I won't look back ever again. Farewell, father. Catch him, hunchbacks. The dirty traitor's getting away. Groot! How I love this artificial rain. Okay, guys. That's where we're going to end it for now. Obviously, this gets a little more hardcore than, you know, the original Inkle. A lot of bloodshed and rape and stuff like that. So, we might have to put the not safe for work on it after all. I'll just let you guys know. Alright, so we'll see you next week for... Not next week. Well, we'll see you next week for, of course, the Max. Gonna bring you another Max, so don't worry about that. But we'll see you next month for more Inkle. I'm looking forward to it. This is a crazy story. This is the beginning of John DeFool. And it kind of messes a little bit with the original story. Because remember when he went to the Planet of the Fool? And every single John that hatched was a full-grown, give me a homie, a whore, and a whiskey. But this is young John DeFool, and he doesn't seem to have those desires. So it's a little weird. But also, to be absolutely fair, they hatched as a full-grown John DeFool, and not the young John DeFool. So this is a whole different character than what we're used to. He's going to become that character, though, and I'm curious how that happens. Probably some pretty awful stuff, but we've already seen some awful stuff. I guess we're going to see more. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. I'm out.